broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Winter is here, but you won't mind driving in an all-wheel drive CR-V. Come get the one you want today at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to a new year and another edition of our Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station, 97.7 for the 4th January in a row. We've been able to get together and talk about local music here on the Grassroots Show. I think we're stunned in amazement that this is still happening. But you know what? It is, I think, a great example of what is going on here in Western Pennsylvania. Fantastic music, fantastic musicians, and we just like to sit here and brag about it. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. And, hey, welcome to the new year. Happy 2016.
Yeah, my, how the time flies, huh? 4 years. Fourth January.
Yeah. How about that? I had to stop and think about that for a minute.
Yeah, well, you made me stop and go, is it really? Okay.
But you know what? A big thank you from all of us here that allow us to make this show happen. Not only, obviously, the radio station that allows us to talk about local music, but the people within the scene who are very, very special, and we're going to get a sample tonight of a gentleman who has just moved into this area but has a great connection to this area, and we'll chat about that. But the people that help to promote this show, help support this show, and have become our friends along the way. You know, we got a call from the Colonel on Christmas Eve connected to the Needs Hotel Band. Bobby Locar, the manager of the Needs Hotel Band, has been a great supporter of this show, as the Needs Hotel Band has. And, you know, just people like that, they called and, you know, just to wish us a Merry Christmas and thanks for what we do for them. Well, we're giving you a return phone call right now on the air.
Is that what he called you about? He called me and said, where's that $20 you owe me? What? You got?
Well, I didn't owe him $20.
Oh, man. Actually, I kid. That was a very classy thing to do and much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's people like that that are making this scene really, I think, grow leaps and bounds. And the talent that is within it, you know, we've just, I think, it's like exploration. We've just kind of shaved off the top surface and are digging deeper into it. But it just keeps getting better and better. Every week we seem to uncover another band, and somebody else is popping out of the woodwork with some great material.
Yeah, not only the new stuff we keep discovering, but just more, like you said, new material coming from bands we've been chatting with for the 4 years that we've been here, including next week's episode. We're going to have a return guest, and actually something kind of special all around that, too. They're kind of throwing us a big favor back and going to help us out with a little bit of video production of the show. You might be able to get a sneak peek at what goes on behind the scenes.
Which,
if you've been on the guest on the show before, you know it ain't much. Two guys fumbling through.
That's right. Trying to spot our way through an hour. But of course, the music that accompanies it—that's what's special. And got a gentleman coming up on the show here tonight. We're going to visit with Eddie Mannion. Ed, the Kingfish Mannion, is a saxophone player, plays tenor and baritone, but has appeared on numerous albums over the years, from Bruce Springsteen to Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes to, my goodness, he's even appeared on a Bon Jovi album. He's toured with Diana Ross, some legends, and has a very special, and of course, is a current member of the Iron City House Rockers with Joe Grushecki, and they've got a show coming up in just about a week at the Strand Theater in Zillionople, which is an intimate atmosphere to see some legendary musicians from the Pittsburgh area, including Joe Grushecki, who will join Ed Mannion promoting his new CD called Nightlife. We're going to speak to him about that tonight.
Yeah, it's amazing, the roster there. That looking that over, and I'm like, oh, I know a few of these names, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Robert Cray. He was part of the Robert Cray band for several years in the 90s, so a very talented musician. We'll be visiting with him tonight. But let's kick off the show with some very talented musicians and music that we explore here on the Grassroots Show.
Well, yeah, I say we kick the show off with this song by Gene the Werewolf, because I just have a feeling it's going to be that kind of a year, Bob, kind of a superhero kind of year. And so let's do their song, Superhero.
All right, we'll dig out another Pittsburgh area musician who we played. I think last time we spun him was all the way back in the summer, but I really, really like this song. and maybe sets the tone for our 2016. It's called American Dream, and it's Jason Deutsch after Gene the Roy Wolf. It's the Grassroots Show here, our first one of 2016. Welcome to it on The Rock Station 97.7.
Knock me off of this soapbox so you can see a murder crow all over me. But daddy raised a coward, so soon you'll see I'm a backwards American dream. A Yankee son from a mother of the South, so soon you'll see a backwards American dream. That's why I trash no class in your high society. See it in my eyes from time to time. You hear it in my song. See it in my eyes from time to time. You hear it in my song.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. In this segment, presented by the Rainbow Inn, who will be gearing back up with an open stage coming up in February. But you can stop on by and check out anything like, you know, Penguin Games. I'm not going to say the other team because they might not be there, but, you know.
College ball's underway.
Yeah. Well, that's, there
you go.
That's
I like
true.
College ball. You can catch some of that.
Yeah. Hey, the championship game. Why not stop down to the Rainbow and enjoy a Man Can special for the championship game January 11th?
There you go.
We found your place. And right before that, you're going to have an opportunity to see our next guest here on the Grassroots Show, a gentleman who has quite a bit of connections in the music industry over the years. I mean, if I would name drop for you, I'd probably throw out maybe Bruce Springsteen. Okay, big name, yeah. Southside Johnny, the Asbury Jukes. How about around here? Joe Grushecki and the Iron City House Rockers. We're talking about Eddie Mannion. The Kingfish himself is joining us here tonight on the Grassroots Show. He's got a brand new CD out, and we're going to talk all about that. But, Eddie, welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? It's my pleasure to be here. Love the area, and I moved here in 2009, met my wife, and live here in Seven Fields. Looking forward to the show at the Strand Theater in Zelianopol, January 9th.
Yeah, that's a pretty special opportunity. Mr. Joe Grushecki is going to join you for that night. Going to be playing some new tunes from the new CD, Nightlife.
Yeah, so I'll be playing all the songs from my new CD, Nightlife. And Joe Grushecki and I will be opening up with a set of what we like to call the acoustic duo, guitar and saxophone. And Joe has a new record coming out of acoustic songs, which I'm featured on a few songs. So we'll be doing that and my new record, Nightlife. Very fortunate to record my CD with some of Pittsburgh's finest musicians and a few people that I've been playing with the East Street Band I was very fortunate to have a piano player named Brett Williams on my entire CD, and Brett's a remarkable piano player. He's only 24 years old, graduated from Tulane University, and I'm presently on tour with Marcus Miller. I just got back from Europe. And a drummer on my CD, George Corelli, local here. I used to play with Michael McDonald, and Jason Raffalak plays bass. Mark Strickland, a Pittsburgh staple, great jazz guitar player from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Some gospel singers. I have one song on the record is A Change Is Gonna Come. Mm-hmm. The Sam Cooke, and it's probably one of the greatest civil rights anthems of the 60s. Deeply moved by an upset about some things that happened, namely 9 innocent people were shot in Charleston, South Carolina, and I was just inspired by the grace that the family members had, and that's why I put it on the record.
I also see that Joe actually played a little guitar on it.
Yeah, Joe plays on one song, on A Change Is Gonna Come.
Did you actually record it in Pittsburgh?
Yes, I did. Recorded at Audible on a blues studio, a great studio here in Pittsburgh on Babcock Boulevard. Yeah, I was very, very fortunate to find a great studio here and use some great musicians.
Very cool. Let's give a listen. Yeah. Let's give a listen to The Only One, and we'll come back and talk more with Eddie Mannion. Eddie Mannion with a brand new CD. It's called Nightlife. You can catch Eddie with Joe Grushecki at the Strand Theater on January 9th. And we've got Eddie on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. We are speaking with Eddie the Kingfish Mannion, saxophonist who has a brand new CD out called Nightlife. I encourage you to pick it up, especially if you're a horn fan or just love some great jazz-styled music. It's a fantastic piece, and you'll have an opportunity to see Eddie January 9th down at the Strand Theater, one of the stops that he'll be making out and about in this area for a little promotion on the CD, and you'll get to see Mr. Joe Grushecki. Eddie, you go back in time and cover the gamut of what you have done in your career as far as whom you've played on. Let me just throw out a couple of names, but I want to ask you specifically about hooking up with Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. But you've played, obviously, we've talked a lot about Bruce Springsteen. You've toured with Bruce, Gary U.S. Bonds, Robert Cray Band, Graham Parker. I mean, there's some legendary people. But how did you ever get hooked up with Southside Johnny?
With Southside Johnny, I had just gotten out of the United States Navy in 1975. And an old friend of mine, trumpet player Tony Pallagrossi, knocked on my door and said, "Hey, there's this band playing at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, and they're looking for a few horn players. Why don't we go up there and audition?" So I said, "Great." The Stone Pony, and met Southside Johnny, and he was looking to put horns in his band, the Asbury Jukes. And actually, we never even auditioned. We just... His wife asked us our shirt size. I said 15 and a half. He said, "All right, you're in the band." So, you know, and was a juke until 1981. I left the band in 1981 to tour with Diana Ross. And Diana Ross's touring band, we did a world tour. And after that, I left that to join a band called Little Steven and Disciples of Soul, which was... an extension of the Asbury Jukes. Little Steven, of course, is the guitarist with Bruce Springsteen, and he formed the Asbury Jukes and wrote a lot of songs for the first three albums with the Jukes. I Don't Want to Go Home, This Time It's for Real, and Hearts of Stone. We did an album, Men Without Women, with Little Steven, and his next two albums were Without Horns, and story of my life. You have horns, and then I don't have horns. And after that, in 1993, I joined the band as a full member of the Robert Cray Band, and that was one of the best bands I've ever been in. A great, great blues band. Robert Cray is a great R&B blues singer, guitar player, and probably met every musician in the world from that band. And from there, I've been bouncing in and out of touring with Bruce Springsteen. I was on the Tunnel of Love tour with Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band in 1988. And we did a U.S. and European tour and had the good fortune of playing behind the Iron Curtain at the time in East Berlin in 1988. And I really feel like the concert made a difference, and soon the wall came down, and I believe it had something to do with it. I had my own band for a few years, and back with the Jukes in 1999, and in 2005, I was a saxophonist with Bruce Springsteen with the Seeger Sessions Band, and recording an album called We Shall Overcome. And a lot of songs by Pete Seeger. Mm-hmm. Also did a live album, live in Dublin, Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band. That was 2005, 2006. Back with the Jukes after that. And then in 2012, 2012, I was asked to join Bruce Springsteen and New Street Band as one of two saxophone players to replace Clarence Clemons, who passed away. And we did the Wrecking Ball Tour 2012, 2013, with the High Hopes Tour in 2014. That brings me up to 2015, and here we are looking at 2016.
Strand Theater, here you come.
That's right.
And here I am. And I can't wait for it.
Some great performances, and Joe Grushecki, I mean, it'll be kind of a full circle run for you here, and a great showcase for folks to check out the brand new album.
Yeah, I can't wait to play some of these songs live, and I'm having all the musicians on January 9th that played on the record.
Oh, everybody's going to be at the Strand as well.
Everybody's going to be at the Strand.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. Well, it will be a special night to be in attendance, the Strand Theater in Zillionople, January 9th. Ed Mannion will be there, his good friend Joe Grushecki. They'll actually open the show acoustically, and then a lot of musicians and special guests will be on hand. If you check out the Strand Theater, they got a great website, thestrandtheater.org, and you can find out more information on tickets. I know you can buy the tickets right through the box office as well. And Eddie Mannion, the Kingfish himself, we appreciate a visit here on our Grassroots show, and certainly wish you the best of luck on the new album and the future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Eddie Mannion, think about the stars he has rubbed elbows with and goes down in history as being one of the two saxophonists to replace Clarence Clemons. Of course, much bigger resume than that, as you just heard. Let's spin a little Joe Grushecki to get you ready for that big show January 9th at the Strand Theater featuring Eddie Mannion. Of course, Eddie and Joe Grushecki will be opening the show up with a little acoustic set. Here's A Long Way to Go. It's Joe Grushecki on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
new fender, and my little girl's learning to drive. Yogi said it ain't over till it's over, and I can't hear that fat lady sing. I just move a little slower. Oh, when my alarm clock starts to ring, I gotta get up for work this morning. I still wanna rock and roll.
What they want from me, yeah.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com. The Rocks, Rock and Haven, our favorite place to rock, relax, and eat. Go ahead, ask me what's new. Well, I'll tell you what's new. They have a new look, a new menu, a new webpage, and new sauces for the best wings in town. New fall drinks, and of course, happy hours, Monday through Friday, 5 till 7. And the new menu is awesome. Try one of the new fresh burgers. Big, thick, juicy burgers that will knock your socks off. The Rocks, the new Rock and Haven. Greenwood Drive in Butler, Rock and Haven. It's rocking big time.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment being brought to you by P&W Construction. I want to thank Meat Locker Recording Studios of Butler, as well as the Rainbow Inn, being sponsors along the way here tonight, in addition to European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. Interesting discussion with Eddie Mannion. Here's a guy that is kind of a little behind the scenes, if you will, when you're listening to various music, but boy, think of the names that he dropped that he's played with. I can only imagine, and I can only imagine he was kind of jokingly talking about the photography, but can you imagine if he had taken pictures of the people that he's played with in bands? I mean, wow. It's stunning.
Like you said, he'd probably have a book to put out.
Yeah, he would.
Compliment all that. So
neat stuff. But we got to hear a little Southside Johnny along the way, in addition to a song from Eddie Mannion's new CD. Again, that is called Nightlife, if you'd like to check it out. We also did some Joe Grushecki, A Long Way to Go. And the song after that you heard was a band called Identity X. And speaking ironically of the Strand Theater, they just played the Strand Theater just in the past week. And that was a song called Fuel for Their Machine. And they seem to be one of the rising forces out of the Pittsburgh area, one of the many that keeps the show going into its fourth year, deeper into it. And, of course, we've got some excitement coming up this year. Third week of July will be the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Can't wait for that. And already we are lining up the bands.
Yeah, I mean, we've already confirmed Chip Demonic and Shagdog Melonhead, and are already talking to other bands. And we're on it this year. I mean, we're all in.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be getting tickets out into your hands early. So mark your calendar so that you're ready to go. Third week of July this year. It's a week later than what we've usually done. So that's going to separate it from some other events, too, and hopefully give us an opportunity to really kind of showcase the local music scene with that. Speaking of showcasing the local music scene, I got to send an early happy birthday wish out to our friend Slim Forsythe. He is going to be celebrating his 60th birthday here in the month of January and has a free show planned for Saturday, January 9th, down at the Needs Hotel. The Beagle Brothers are going to be joining him, Slim, and the new Payday Loaners, and Slim's Irish band as well. If you didn't know, he's got a little bit of everything going on.
Shocking.
Yeah, that's right. From television shows to what he has up his sleeve next. But it's Slim Forsythe's 60th birthday bash, and they're tentatively setting this for 6 o'clock that night at the Needs Hotel, depending on whether or not the Steelers are even existing at that particular point. But I don't think we need to worry a whole lot about that. Just go celebrate the birthday party with Slim. Also, something that is going on, I ran into Mike Angert recently while we were out holiday shopping, as a matter of fact. And he was giving me an update on what Highway 4 is up to. And they have started a Kickstarter campaign that you might want to take part in as they get ready to record a brand new album. They're going to put together an EP of brand new material, and we'll be anxious to hear that, because the last album they put out was so killer. But there's been some changes within the band, and obviously, you know, when you look back at that, I think it's been, 2 years when you really think about it, how much growth has happened for the band. It'll be exciting to hear what they have put together. But I encourage you to look up the Kickstarter campaign featuring Highway 4. The title is Highway 4 Makes an EP. And to back the project, these Kickstarter campaigns are pretty cool because they put together different reward levels. When you pledge, for example, $10, you'll get a digital copy of the new EP with some updates and get some insight. You can, and then there's different pledge levels that you can build in and get yourself involved in. And so far, they have had a number of backers already step up and jump on it. So, and this goes for a month, so you can't waste time. You want to be a part of it. But we've seen Chip Demonic do this and others. It's a really unique way to fund your project.
A very effective way, too. I've participated in several of these in the local music scene, and yeah, the reward levels are worth it. And just to know that you were a part of helping make that happen, you know, is pretty neat. And because every project I've supported in the past has turned out to just be incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible, you know, work of music from this area. So, yeah, I really encourage you to hop on over to Highway 4 page and check that out. And like you said, time's limited, though, because I think they're ready to get in the studio. Well, they're probably already in the studio, but they're ready to, you know, get moving on this. And I think one of the other things I see on that, too, is they plan on keeping you updated on the progress of this CD. So as they're filming or as they're recording it and whatnot, you'll get some glimpses of the recording process and the music that they're getting ready to put together.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be fun to see how it all shakes out. And, of course, Highway 4, a lot of fun to see live, and it'll be cool to see the work that they put together with the new material. So check it out, Kickstarter campaign featuring Highway 4. And well, we'll spin some Highway 4 if you want to listen in. We'll do some Come Down, but first, to wrap up our show.
Well, yeah, as I walking in to record today's show, I got a little bit of sad news that an old friend of mine, Paul Pack, who is the owner of Peter B's, passed away this morning. And Paul, when I first started Shady Lady Productions, you know, I introduced myself to Paul and Debbie and was like, here's who I am, and here's what I'm about, and I want to do this show called the Southern Fried Rock Show. And they kind of looked at me funny for a little bit, but then like, all right, we'll give it a shot. And, you know, we're coming up on our 11th year of that already. But
wow.
From that moment on, they were always behind everything I did in the music scene. I mean, I had carte blanche at Peter B's. And worked with them for many years and became very good friends with them over the years. And I knew, you know, he'd been having health problems. That's part of why Peter B's changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be missed. He was very supportive of the music scene. Often sat there and watching him shake his head to scale, you know. He didn't quite get that stuff, but you know, he was always there for all of the shows and watched so many of these bands. So yeah, so I think we spin some Doppler effect in Crystal Teardrops.
Very cool.
And, here's you, Paul.
Well, the sun begins to fall, raising shadows on the wall. If my glass ain't paying, isn't life such a shame? Well, the sun begins to fall. Crystal tears.
Studios. Newsflash. Winter is coming to Western PA. Stop worrying about it and come test drive the newly restyled for 2016 Honda Pilot. We've got yours waiting for you at Honda North. WLER, Butler Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. Tuned in to the one and only The Rock Station 97.7. Station. Is the Rock Station 97.7, where we're proud of our local roots. We're locally owned and locally operated with local DJs and local music every Sunday night at 7. We call it the Grassroots Show. 1 hour of nothing but local artists. Here's a sample of what you'll hear on the Grassroots Show. A local artist right now on the Rock Station 97.7.
Spend all day.
7-7.
According to a recent study from Nielsen, radio reaches 93% of adults each week. 93%! That's more than televisions, computers, smartphones, or tablets. So where are you spending your advertising budget? The Butler Media Group wants to help your business reach the 93% of potential customers right here in Butler County. With enough frequency, your advertising dollars can provide a tangible return on investment. We can complement your radio advertising with digital and print ads, too. We have it all. Call us today or visit our website, insidebutlercounty.com, and click on the advertise page. I'm Shaylin Kirchy Lang, and I love what we do.
Your rock starts now.
I promise you, you will love it.
The Rock Station.